This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Thank you for your patience, everyone. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and leading us in our prayer today, we sure are happy to have back Father Josh Bauman of the Faith Lutheran Church here in Pierre, Pastor, Father, to pray with us. And the page of the day is Ellie Krizan from Humboldt.
Bring your greetings from the Pier for Pier Ministerial Association. In leading an invocation, thank you. Gracious Lord, I give you thanks for the life we've been given and for the men and women of this Senate. I ask you to give them the grace and wisdom needed for the tasks that lay ahead of them this session. I ask you to please place your blessing upon them as they serve in ways that bring honor and governance for the good of the people. I praise you for your goodness this day. Watch over and protect our guests, our visitors, our military, our law enforcement, and those who travel to and from the Capitol this day. Guide the words of Chief Justice Gilbertson, and I ask all this through the faith in Jesus, the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Greenfield, Haverly, Heiner, Jensen, Kennedy, Killer, Klum, Kolbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nesiba, Netherton, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peters, Rush, Russell, Soholt, Solano, Stalzer, Sutton, Tapio, Tiedemann, White, Wick, and Youngberg. Mr. President, you have a quorum.
Thank you, ma'am. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Curd, Chair.
Maher. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications and petitions. We have quite a few of these, and we'll breeze by and waive a lot of the reading of these. Please proceed.
I have 21 letters from the governor that are appointments to boards and commissions, and I'm just going to give you the pertinent information, and we'll print all the letters in the journal. First of all, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority, the governor has reappointed Patricia LeBrun, Rapid City, and reappointed Paul H. Christian Huron, both appointments effective August 2016 to August 2022. To the State Railroad Board, the governor has appointed Harlan J. Quinzer Mitchell and reappointed Jerry Cope, Rapid City, both appointments effective immediately until October 2019. To the State Board of Regents, the governor has appointed Pam Roberts, Pierre, appointment effective April 2016 to March 2022, and reappointed John Bastian, Belfouche, appointment effective immediately to March 2022. And appointed Conrad T. Adam Peer, and his appointment is effective immediately to July 2018. The governor has to the South Dakota Lottery Commission, the governor has appointed Dave Mickelson, Sioux Falls, and reappointed Joseph F. Kafka, Valley Springs. And both of these appointments are effective January 2017 to January 2020. He has also appointed Robert Fain, Watertown, and his appointment is effective immediately to January 2018. Then we have the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. The governor has appointed Marianne Boyd Yankton. Her appointment is effective immediately until January 2018. He has appointed Douglas Sharp, Watertown, and reappointed Gary D. Jensen, Rapid City, and both these appointments are effective January 2017 until January 2021. To the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority, the governor has appointed Stephen R. Cockman, Rapid City, and his appointment is effective immediately until January 2020. To the South Dakota Board of Education, the governor has appointed Gopal M. Vias, Mitchell, and the appointment is effective immediately until December 2019, and appointed Kay Schollenkamp Spearfish, and her appointment is effective immediately until December 2016. Board of Economic Development, the governor has appointed Reed Kessler Aberdeen and reappointed Tom Jones Viberg, and reappointed Sharon Casey Chamberlain, and all three of these appointments are effective April 2016 until April 2020. To the South Dakota Building Authority, the governor has appointed Tita Van Camp, Fort Pierre, and her appointment is effective immediately until January 2020. And to the State Brand Board, the governor has reappointed Scott A. Vance Faith, and his appointment is effective January 2017 until January 2020.
For those that are listening or watching live stream, or those who are here, at the beginning of session, these are a number of appointments that were made by the governor that are subject to the agreement by the Senate for appointment. It's called advice and consent. But the president pro tem has the responsibility and the authority to refer this to respective committees so that the individuals may be interviewed and vetted and discussed, much as though you see what's happening right now with our Congress. I'm going to quickly announce, and all of you who are committee chairs are aware of this, what appointments you have and the individuals in front of you, and of course encourage you to have your interns coordinate for the attendance of these individuals so that they can be in front of you for a dialogue and evaluation of their appointment. Agriculture and Natural Resources, President Pro Tem Greenfield has assigned to you the Vance reappointment to the Brand Board, Jensen, Sharp, and Boyd appointments and reappointment to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commerce, Casey, Jones, and Kessler for Economic Development, Kafka, Fain, and Mickelson, Lottery Commission, this is Commerce, Education as Schollenkamp, and Bias to the Board of Education, and then to the Board of Regents, Bastian, Adam, and Roberts, Bastian reappointment, the others are appointments. Local Government, Van Camp, on the Building Authority appointment, State Affairs, Kaufman to the Ellsworth Development Authority, and Mr. Christen and Ms. LeBrun to the Science and Tech Authority reappointments. Transportation, Cope and Kinzer, or Quinzer, reappointed to the South Dakota Railroad Board consideration. And the full letters of appointment are placed in our journal. Thank you for your patience. Report of Select Committees.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and Senate journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices has met, and the full report will be printed in the journal. Respectfully submitted, Senators White, Norstrup, and Heinert, and Representatives DeSanto, Lateral, and Ehlers. Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate respectfully reports that they recommend that the House of Representatives and Senate recess and convene in the House chambers at 3 p.m. on January 19, 2017, and that a joint memorial resolution be introduced in their memory by their colleagues in the House of Representatives and Senate. Respectfully submitted, Senators Kamak, Jensen and Frerichs, and Representatives Stevens, Turberville, Bartling, and Soli. Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed relative to securing chaplains for the 92nd legislative session has met, and there's a full report printed in the journal. Respectfully submitted, Senators Otten, Greenfield, and Frerichs, and Representatives McPherson, Glanzer, and Soli. And Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for legislative days reports that it has met and set days for the 92nd legislative session. Respectfully submitted, Senators Greenfield, Curd, and Sutton, and Representatives Roden, Beal, and Wismer. And finally, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of fixing the compensation of the elective and appointed officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 92nd legislative session reports that a salary schedule for the elective and appointed officers and employees has been adopted and filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor. And the full report will be printed in your journal. Respectfully submitted, Senators Greenfield, Curd, and Sutton, and Representatives Mickelson, Qualm, and Hawley.
Okay, messages. Yeah, we have messages from the House that are mostly housekeeping and what we call, you know, getting up and running and just orientation. We will waive the reading unless there's any objection. Again, these are placed in the journal. Hearing no objection, we'll please proceed to motions and resolutions.
Senator Curd moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12:30 p.m. on Thursday, January 12th, the third legislative day.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of Senate bills. Understand we have three. We need to read these titles in open session, so please proceed, Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill 53, an act to create a campaign finance ethics commission and to establish certain powers and procedures for the commission. Senate Bill 54, an act to revise certain provisions regarding campaign finance requirements. And Senate Bill 55, an act to protect the teaching of certain scientific information.
President Pro Tem Greenfield has assigned 55 to Education, 53 and 54 to State Affairs. Thank you very much. That's our business today. A couple of announcements from here. I think you have on your desk. Again, just to remind you, if people are distributing items on your desk, they need to have their name or identification of who's doing that. Maybe you don't have this, but CSG Midwest Under the Dome, promoting and protecting the legislative institution. State Capitol presentation today by Mr. Moncrief from 2:15 to 4:15. That may or may not work, depending on the Chief Justice, how long he goes, in room 414. In addition to that, there are a couple of receptions tonight that I would highlight. The Veterans Council and Veterans Group that you've got at the Highland Hills Room at Red Rosa, and then also the legislative meet and greet at View 34 is what I have. Other announcements? Yes, Senator Kamak, good day.
Good day. We at Senate Ag and Natural Resources will meet tomorrow morning. It's an informational meeting. It'll be Kim Vanneman will be giving us a briefing on the River Basin Task Force, and also the Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks will be giving us a briefing also. Thank you.
That's excellent. Senator Boland, yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Ad meets 7:45 tomorrow. We'll be hearing having a presentation from the Department of Education. The Secretary and her staff will be there. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Joint Appropriations Committee will be meeting at 8 a.m. tomorrow. We'll be hearing from five agencies, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and the Sanford Underground Research Facility, also Tourism and Tribal Relations. So come by and learn.
Thank you. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Legislative Procedure will meet tomorrow at 11 o'clock in room 423 to take up a couple issues. And I just received word back relative to a question that I asked. I don't think that we had the financial disclosures on our desks this year like we usually do. Okay, I might be the only one then. But those will be due in 15 days from the time that you took your oath. So just keep that in mind. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Senator Rush. Excellent. Judiciary, Senate Judiciary, 7:45. Senator Jensen, great tie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Commerce and Energy will be meeting at 10 o'clock, and we have three agency bills to go over, and looking forward to it. Thank you.
Excellent. Any other announcements? Any caucus announcements for meeting time? Senator Curd?
Thank you. I'll take a stab at it. Undetermined at this point, likely at 11, but keep your portable electronic device close, and you'll know soon.